Our dear Talmidim of the Yeshiva, I apologize that I had to pre-record the Sichas Musar. As you could see, I can't hide the fact that it's light behind me. It's Wednesday morning for me, and Baruch Hashem, have a family chasana tonight. Many of you know our Talmud Yitzchak Kamenetsky. You know, may not know that the Kamenetskys and the Penners are family, and I'll be at a chasana tonight. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity to give this opening Sichas Musar of the Zman, because there's something I really want to share with all of you, our dear Talmidim. It's an exciting time, but it is a difficult time. You're getting back to your learning, to your Siddarim, to your Chavrusas, and even to your Chaverim, but only on Zoom for many, this week at least. It's just Zoom. Usually the Tishrei Chagim are a trip, are a journey to somewhere else. I always say that the Tishrei Chagim are like a flight, and they're a flight, and you're going somewhere, and you're excited, and you land, and then you hit the ground. Maybe there's one day of Isru Chag, but after Isru Chag, you hit the ground running, you come back to yeshiva, and you feel like everything is new. The yeshiva looks new. The Sfarim look new. We, I hope, have changed over the last month, but we kind of feel like we're back to the same place. It's hard to make our homes feel new and our Zoom environments, our Zoom rooms, to feel like they're new. Emirtza Hashem, in 1 week, and we're counting down the days, we will have so many of you who can return back in the yeshiva. I know some of you think that it's just a joke, it's just a ploy, but the yeshiva is ready, Emirtza Hashem, bli ayin hara, to open, with a lot of safety protocols, but in a way that you'll feel a real kol Torah. You'll feel a real sense of being with Chaverim in just 1 week, next Wednesday. The Smicha fellows have been there for the month of Elul, and even though it doesn't feel exactly like it was in yeshiva, there is a sense. So many of them came over to me during Elul to say, there is a sense of geshmak. There is a sense of being back in the Beis Medrash and being back and hearing the kol Torah. And that is Mirtza Hashem, just 7 days away. That's no joke. That's no ploy. Rabbi Kalinsky especially deserves a tremendous, tremendous yisher koach for working on equipping every inch of the campus so that you can return and you can learn Torah on campus. But this is a Sichas Musar for Parshas Bereishis, for this week, for the next week, for the next 7 days that we're still home, and very much understood for those who are not able, for various reasons, to come back and will remain at home for the time being, even though the yeshiva is opening live. It's also hard because we're on the heels of Simchas Torah. This year, Simchas Torah was actually very, very meaningful to many, especially, I hate to use the word, not in a derogatory sense, balabatim. Many balabatim who don't really enjoy the dancing very much found alternative ways to mark Simchas Torah, and one has to wonder whether Simchas Torah will go back in most shuls to what it used to be. But for many of you who get a real geschmack from dancing, from being with Chevra, from really releasing that joy that's inside, you didn't necessarily have the chance to do that. You knew, I hope, that you were doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted you to do. You were serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not dancing with each other. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to dance, and sometimes there's an ace, as we read in Koheles, what a powerful idea. Ace l'chabek, there are times to hug, and there are times to deny a hug. There are times to dance, ace l'rkod, and there are times where we're not supposed to be dancing. And yet, we're accustomed to dancing. We're accustomed to being able to release that joy that's inside. And we weren't able to. That has to wait. But there's a third reason why it's a difficult time. Not just because we ended up back in the same place. Not just because we didn't have that rush of Simchas Torah. But because Sukkos brought with it much tension, much concern about an uptick, about Klal Yisrael, about events and rallies and not riots, but things done by our people that admittedly caused a Chilul Hashem, a significant Chilul Hashem. Rav Twersky Shlita and you have to watch his remarks or read his remarks about the Chilul Hashem, makes it very clear. It's not us and them. We're one people. Our brothers, in this case, our brothers are the ones who committed, who seem to have been involved in a Chilul Hashem. We have to feel that it's us, it's our people. And it's scary for us to watch. We feel helpless. We feel helpless against an uptick in the virus. We feel helpless. We're hoping we're going to get back to yeshiva. We are, in fact, planning on having you back in yeshiva, but we all know that we can't control. We're feeling very, very helpless. And all of this has made it difficult to feel a sense of joy, a sense of hischadshus this week, a sense of geshmak in our avodas Hashem. And that's important to feel. I feel that too. Imchem anochi b'tzara. I also feel there's something missing. And that's why I want to share with you something that's very meaningful to me that I reviewed over the Chag. Something that gave me a sense of renewal, of hischadshus, of joy, even amidst a world that's so difficult to control, even at a time where our spirits are so down. Towards the end of the Ramchal's Da'as Tevunos, the Ramchal shares with us secrets about why the world was created and what its purpose is, where it's going. For those of you who are not familiar, you just know the Da'as Tevunos is one of the Svarim of the Ramchal. The Da'as Tevunos is a conversation that the Ramchal makes between the soul and the seichel and the intellect. The soul has questions, it wants to connect. The intellect answers these questions. Hopefully we have intellects that know as much as the seichel in the Da'as Tevunos. The Da'as Tevunos provides tremendous answers, especially to the last couple of pieces in the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarei HaEmunah, about reward and punishment and hashgacha and what the world is going to and where the world is headed. At the end of Da'as Tevunos, the Ramchal tells us the following. He says, Unavar ata metzius hashutafus shehizkarnu ben hatzadikim vehakadosh baruch hu betikun habriya. He says, I'd like to now discuss, the seichel is talking to the neshama and says, I'd like to now discuss this partnership between the tzadikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fixing the world. Don't be confused. Tzadikim have a power that is perhaps greater than us, and they just simply do things better than us. They are able to provide more tikkun. But the Ramchal is not simply speaking to tzadikim. He's speaking to every single one of us in Klal Yisrael. And the Ramchal says, I want to talk to you about a partnership between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in terms of fixing the world. Ki hine himtzi ha'adon baruch hu metzias ha'choshech ha'mutba batachtonim shebo toloi metzias hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a darkness. He created a sense, it's not true, but a sense that there are places that are dark from his presence, dark from his face. We always speak of ha'arat panim and hester panim. God is either showering light, ya'er Hashem panav elecha, places that we can see him, we can perceive him, and places where it's more difficult for him to be perceived. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a metzias, he didn't have to. He could have created a world that was perfect, and perfection here means that everything runs as it should. Everything runs in a way that we can perceive the Ribono Shel Olam. Everything runs in a way that is perfect. The Kadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world perfectly. Nothing would have stopped him from doing that. But he didn't create it that way. He created a darkness. And in that darkness comes Ra. What is Ra? Ra is imperfection. Ra is sin. Ra is evil. Ra is disease. Ra is a world out of control. V'gam ha'avaroso v'hachsaroso l'tova. And Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world the possibility of brightening that world, of bringing that world l'tova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that was intentionally not perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where things didn't go the way we would want them, where things happen that make us wonder who's running this place and make people wonder, chas v'shalom, could there be someone, something that's controlling every single moment? A lack of yichud Hashem, a lack of recognizing that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he also created the possibility to fill that gigantic world, to fill that gigantic world with light. V'hine achar cheto shel adam yorad ha'olam yurida rabba. The Ramchal tells us that after the sin of Adam Arishon, the world fell even further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that was not perfect, and Adam Arishon was supposed to, in Gan Eden, quickly add the final piece and perfect the world, bring the world to perfection, but the opposite happened. The opposite's going to happen in this week's parsha. Adam Arishon takes the world and brings it down, way down. V'nosaf chisaron al chisaron, chisaron al chisaron, v'metzias ha'tachton. Therefore, says the Ramchal, what we need to do is not get to the point of Adam, is not do what Adam Arishon didn't do, is not fix the sin of, fix the opportunity, fix the moment, get it right where Adam Arishon got it wrong. We have to fix all the damage that was caused in the wake of Adam Arishon's sin. A world that's much, much darker. A world that's much, much more difficult. A world where it's much more difficult to see the hand of the Ribono Shel Olam. A world where there's going to be, for human beings, for Yiddish mamas, there's going to be, as Rashi tells us, there's going to be Tzar Gidol Banim, where children don't necessarily follow in the direction that you want. A world that's confusing. A world where there are many things that pull us in different directions. It's all part of this broken world, a world where people have to go to work and try to work with their own hands, and it doesn't work out. And one wonders, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? The punishments of Adam and Chava are punishments that said, you can't sense me in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it much more difficult for you to sense me. I'm going to bring the world down. I'm going to make the world more broken. You were living in Gan Eden after all. But the world is no longer going to be Gan Eden. The world is going to be difficult. The world is going to be dark. There's going to be a choshech. And our job, our job is first to drive away, to banish all of that darkness that was added after the sin. And that's what we have to do to bring it to the time of Geula. And then at the time of Geula, that'll be the moment where we could take Adam Arishon's opportunity and bring it to its conclusion. But our job is to banish the darkness, is to correct the fact, is to fix the fact that the world is so broken and has become so broken in the wake of the sin of Adam Arishon. And to return, to bring back the good, the godliness, the perfection in the world that was once there. V'hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek me'etzem hanhagoso l'knesses Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared this task. This task of fixing a broken world, of adding light to a world that's dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared that. Mechalek me'etzem hanhagoso l'knesses Yisrael, liosa shutefes imo ba'ashlama sabriya. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I could fix the Bria. And I'll tell you a secret, I'll fix it someday. The Ramchal makes it very clear that there's a hanhaga, there's a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working the world behind the scenes, that he's going to make sure that it gets to the right place in the end. But in the meantime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I invite you to join me in bringing light to this broken world, in adding godliness to this world where it's hard to find God. Shutefes imo b'hashlomas habriya. Sheyihi yehu yisparach misakin mitzad echad, vehi mitzad acher. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfecting on the one hand, and they the other, they, Klal Yisrael, perfects the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Yonasi Tamasi Teomasi. Says the Medrash, Yonasi Tamasi, my perfect one, my perfect bird, says the Medrash, Teomasi, my twin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to every single one of us, you're my twin. Play God. Fix the world. You are given an unbelievable opportunity. You're not just living. You're not just serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're actually perfecting the world with me. You're actually there to fix the world. It's a very inspiring thought. But maybe that's the problem. Every one of us feels so small. I'm standing here in my basement. We feel so powerless. Everything's happening around us. Isn't that exactly the problem? Maybe it's not happening to me. Maybe I'm not living in a hot spot. Maybe Baruch Hashem, everyone in my family's healthy. But isn't that exactly the problem? I'm supposed to be fixing the whole world, and I feel like the world is out of control. Listen closely. Chilul Hashem is from the word chalal. Chalal, we know, means an empty space. When one chas v'shalom commits an act of chilul Hashem, they take a spot, a small spot on earth, and they make it appear as if there's no Ribono Shel Olam there. They create more darkness. They create more hester panim. Kiddush Hashem is to turn the lights on in a place that's dark. Kiddush Hashem is to find a spot, a small spot, a tiny spot, and to turn the lights on in that space. Each one of us is achra'i to turn the lights on in our own space. Never before have we understood in the same way, lo alecha hamlecha ligmor, v'lo ata ben chorin lehibatel mimen. If you've ever been up in an airplane and somewhere over the ocean and just been astounded about how big the world is, how enormous the world is, have you ever had that sense? I don't know how people could have felt that fully in the olden days, even though on the one hand they couldn't get to the other side of the world. For us, the world is so small because you could just fly to Eretz Yisrael, at least in a normal time. But there's something about being in a plane and looking at the size, the endless ocean, that just makes you realize how huge this world is. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a huge world? Perhaps to remind us that it's not in our power to fully perfect the world ourselves. We can't possibly fully perfect every inch of this earth. The earth is simply too big. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you the message that he's going to have to step in and help to perfect the entire world, to fix all of the problems in the wake of the sin of Adam HaRishon. He's going to need to step in to fix a world that he created intentionally imperfect. I can't fix every single inch of this enormous planet. So what can I fix? Lo ata ben chorin lehibatel mimen. Dear Talmidim, you have the touch of Midas. The mythical figure of Midas, the famous story of the king. It was a curse too, but the king, everything he touched, turned into gold. You can bring light to your corner of the world, to your Dalet Amos. We may feel right now that we are very helpless, And we can't fix the whole world. And things are going on around the world that we simply cannot control. Control your Dalet Amos. Turn the lights on. Make golden, make godly the space right around you by learning. Imagine when you're learning that there's something coming from Shemayim. There's a spotlight coming from Shemayim. Don't get a big head, but that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows you to do. Imagine when you do an act of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, even if it's in your home, and especially if it's in your home. Do you know what a Kiddush Hashem it is for a yeshiva bacher to help at home, to show kindness at home, to not be quick to come to anger at home, to show exemplary midos at home? What a Kiddush Hashem that is. You haven't fixed the world, but you fixed your world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every one of us Dalet Amos. It's not just Chazal gave us Dalet Amos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Dalet Amos. And those Dalet Amos are our world, our Olam Katan. And we have to fix our Olam Katan. We have to bring the light into the Olam Katan. And of course, in case you were worried, I wouldn't talk about tefillah. We can do that every single time we daven. We can bring tremendous light. Whether we're davening in a shul or a beis medrash or we're davening in our basement, we have the ability to fill that space with tremendous godliness, to fill the chalal, the chilul Hashem, to take a spot that otherwise is not filled with godliness, and for a time being, make it all about the Ribono Shel Olam, to invite him into our world. It's a beautiful piece from the Shiboli Aleket. The Shiboli Aleket explains that the reason why we have to take three steps back after we've davened is because we can't go on with our everyday activities in the spot that we daven. We need to step away from that place. You know why? Because we have made that place so holy that we can't go back to Avodas Hachol in that spot. We have perfected that spot. We have created the Kedusha. We filled the Chalal. That place has now become, even if temporarily, so holy, so filled with God, so perfect, that if we're going to step back into our everyday lives, and we're supposed to, we have to step away from that spot. We have to go do it somewhere else. Rabosai, if we don't feel joy, if we feel helpless, it's because we don't understand how important we are. It's because we don't understand that we are shutafim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get to the Olam HaEmes, and we'll look back at a video of what our lives were, and we'll realize that every place we touched, hopefully, we added light to. We'll see opportunities where we didn't add light, where we could have so easily perfected a small, tiny part of the world. Yes, we can't bring the whole world permanently to perfection, but that doesn't take away the responsibility to fill this moment with perfection, to fill this moment with godliness, to fill this moment to create a perfect world around me for a couple of minutes. We can't fix the world ourselves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask us to fix the world ourselves. L'sakein olam b'malchut shakai is something we pray HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. He will fix the whole world. Tikkun olam is the job of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course we have to extend it as far as we can. We have to not just be about ourselves. We have to try to create a ripple effect. We have to try to have others be affected by what we do. But let's start. Tafasta maruba, lo tafasta. It gets depressing to try to think of perfecting the whole world. What we could do is every time, every morning when we get up, wherever we are, we could turn the lights on and we could bring in Kedusha. We can relish this time at home, specifically at home. Yesterday, I was in the office. The administration, not even the faculty, administration is going in to set the place up, to get a few things ready. I came downstairs And I noticed that the lights were on in the base medrash. And I said to the guard, wonder why the lights are on. We're not encouraging people to be in there. And he said, people need to go and get their stuff. People are allowed to come in, it seems, to get a sefer, to get something. The building is open. The lights are on in the base medrash. And it struck me. The lights are almost always on in the base medrash. They're not always on in my room. They're not always on in my living room. We look forward in just 7 days, Emir Tzashem, to being back in the base medrash and to being together, those who can, and to learning. But we have to realize that on some level, the lights are always on in the base medrash. They're not always on in our homes. They're not always on in our living rooms, in our dining rooms. There are places very close to us that aren't as godly as they could be. You should come back. You should come with us. We're looking forward. We're serious. We want you. It's safe. It'll be exciting. We want you in 7 days to be back in the Beis Medrash. But the Beis Medrash only needs so much added Kedusha. When you come back, if you're dorming, the dorm room, that's what needs the Kedusha. Your homes, if you're listening now at home, that's where the lights need to be turned on. That's where you can create a Chiddush Hashem. Don't lament the fact that you're not in a place that is at the pinnacle of Kedusha. That's what you're here for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a broken world. He gave us a world that is sometimes dark. He put us in places where God is not so apparent. And he said, turn on the lights. Every morning, when I get up in the morning, after I say Modeh Ani, I try to turn on the lights. Turning on the lights makes me understand the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me to be his partner, to fill the void wherever I am, to make the world a more godly place. May he continue and renew our contracts. That's what we prayed for, not just for life. We prayed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should keep us on as partners. We want to be your partner, Ribono Shel Olam. We want to fix the world, but we won't let fixing the world get in the way of fixing our Dalet Amos, the incredible privilege we have to literally change the world around us. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us with the ability to do so at home if we need to be, and Emir Tzashem to bring even more light to our beautiful yeshiva and our beautiful campus in just a week. Have a good night.